नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ततो नन्दाब्रजम् इता पित्रा कस्माद् विभिव्यथा एकादश समस्तत्र गुदर्चि सबलो वसत्। Thereafter, his father, being afraid of Kamsa, brought him to the cow pastures of Nanda Maharaj, and there he lived for 11 years like a covered flame with his elder brother, Baladev. Purport by his divine grace. Parito vatsa pair vatsam Sharayan vyaharad vibhu Yamuno pavane kujad Vijasan kulitangripe Parito vatsapaya vatsam Charayan vyaharad vibhu Yamuno pavane kujad Vijasan kulitangripe Parito vatsapaya vatsam Sharayam vyaharad vibhu Yamuno pavane kujad Vijasan kulitangripe. Parita, surrounded by Vatsapayi, cowherd boys, Batsan, calves, Charayan, herding, tending, Vyaharat, enjoyed by traveling, Vibhu, the Almighty, Yamuna, Yamuna River, Upavane, gardens on the shore, Kujat, vibrated by the voice, Vija, the twice-born birds, Sankulita, densely situated, Angrape, in the trees. In his childhood, the Almighty Lord was surrounded by the cowherd boys and calves, and thus he traveled on the shore of the Yamuna River through gardens densely covered with trees and filled with vibrations of chirping birds.
Sarva Shaktiman Bhagwant aplya balpane go balak va vasranne vedlele hote ani asha ritene tyanni yamunecha tatavaril ghandat rukshanni पूर्ण व पक्षांच्या चिवचिवाटाने भारावून गेलेल्या उपवनात विहार केला.
Purport by his divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Nanda Maharaj was a landholder for King Kamsa, but because by caste he was a Vaishya, a member of the mercantile and agricultural community, he maintained thousands of cows. It is the duty of the Vaishyas to give protection to the cows, just as the Kshatriyas are to give protection to the human beings. Because the Lord was a child, he was put in charge of the calves with his cowherd boy friends. These cowherd boys were great rishis and yogis in their previous births. And after many such pious births, they gained the association of the Lord and could play with him on equal terms. Such cowherd boys never cared to know who Krishna was, but they played with him as a most intimate and loving, lovable friend. They were so fond of the Lord that at night they would only think of the next morning when they would be able to meet the Lord and go together to the forests for cow herding. The forests on the shore of the Yamuna are all beautiful gardens, full of trees of mango, jackfruits, apples, guava, oranges, grapes, berries, palm fruit, and so many other plants and fragrant flowers. And because the forest was on the bank of the Yamuna, naturally there were ducks, cranes, and peacocks on the branches of the trees. All these trees and birds and beasts were pious living entities born in the transcendental abode of Vrindavan, just to give pleasure to the Lord and his eternal associates, the cowherd boys. While playing like a small child with his associates, the Lord killed many demons, including Agasura, Bakasura, Pralambasura, Garadabasura, although he appeared at Vrindavan just as a boy. He was actually like the covered flames of a fire. As a small particle of fire can kindle a great fire with fuel, so the Lord killed all these great demons, beginning from his babyhood in the house of Nanda Maharaj. The land of Vrindavan, the Lord's childhood playground, still remains today. And anyone who visits these places enjoys the same transcendental bliss. Although the Lord is not physically visible to our imperfect eyes, Lord Chaitanya recommended this land of the Lord as identical with the Lord and therefore worshipable by the devotees. This instruction is taken up and therefore this instruction is taken up especially by the followers of Lord Chaitanya, known as the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And because the land is identical with the Lord, devotees like Uddhav and Vidura visited these places 5,000 years ago in order to have direct contact with the Lord, visible or not visible. Thousands of devotees of the Lord are still wandering in these sacred places of Vrindavan, and all of them are preparing themselves to go back home, to go back home, back to Godhead. Should I speak or you want to translate? Huh? You can in 1 minute give a summary of purport to that.
तात्पर्यामध्ये आपल्याला श्रील प्रभुपाद सांगतायत की नंद महाराज हे कंसाच्यादी कराखाली एक जमीनदार होते परंतु ते वर्णाने वैश्य अर्थात व्यावसायिक व कृषी वर्गातील सदस्यच असल्यामुळे त्यांनी सहस्र गाई पाळल्या होत्या आणि भगवान श्रीकृष्ण आपल्या गो बालकांसह मित्रांसह वासरांची जबाबदारी घेत आणि यमुनेच्या किनारी जिथे सुंदर वन आहेत आंबा फणस सफरचंद पेरू संत्री द्राक्षे बोर अशा घनदाट झाडींमध्ये सर्व पक्ष्यांच्या वेगवेगळ्या चिवचिवाटमध्ये भगवंत आपल्या सवंगड्यांबरोबर गाई चारण्यामध्ये आनंद घेत असत आणि एखाद्या लहान बालकाप्रमाणे आपल्या सहचाऱ्यांशी क्रीडा करत असताना भगवंतांनी अनेक असुरांचा वध केला, जसे अगासूर, बकासूर, प्रलंबासूर आणि गर्दभासूर अनेक असुरांना त्यांनी ठार केले. तसेच ज्याप्रमाणे इंधनाच्या सानिध्यात अग्नीची एक ठिणगी देखील मोठी आग पेटू शकते, त्याचप्रमाणे नंद महाराजांच्या घरामध्ये आपल्या बाल्यावस्थेपासूनच भगवंताने या सर्व बलाढ्य असुरांचा वध केला. तर जो कोणी या स्थळांना भेट देतो त्याला तोच दिव्य आनंद मिळत असतो. आणि श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभूंनी सांगितले आहे की भगवंताची भूमी त्यांच्यापासून अभिन्न आहे आणि ती भक्तांना पूजनीय आहे. तर इथे या सर्व लीला ज्या आहेत 5000 वर्षापूर्वी दृश्य स्वरूपामध्ये घडलेल्या आहेत आणि दृश्य अथवा अदृश्य रूपामध्ये भगवंताच्या प्रत्यक्ष संपर्कात येण्यासाठी उद्धव विदुरांसारख्या भक्तांनी या स्थळांना भेट दिली होती. आजही हजारो भक्त वृंदावनातील या पवित्र ठिकाणी भ्रमण करतात आणि ते सर्व भगवत धामात जाण्याची तयारी करीत आहेत. हरे कृष्ण.
हरे कृष्ण. I extend my sincere gratitude to all of you for being with us today.
आपण सर्व इथे आज आला आहात, एकत्र आला आहात, त्याबद्दल मी आपल्या सर्वांना कृतज्ञता व्यक्त करत आहे.
Especially we have two exalted residents of Vrindavan, Sarvabhauma Prabhuji, Sanak Sanatan Prabhuji.
विशेष करून आज आपल्या समेत वृंदावन वासी धाम वासी आहेत सार्वभौम प्रभू आणि सनक सनातन प्रभू.
My dear friend Mohanji.
आणि विशेष करून मोहनजी पण आलेले आहेत.
Devotees have come from Belgaum.
बेळगाव भक्त आलेले आहेत.
And from Pune.
पुण्यावरून आलेत.
What other places?
लातूर, परभणी, बीड.
लातूर, भवानी. Maybe Kolhapur. Mumbai.
मुंबईवरून अनेक ठिकाणून आले आहात.
Very grateful.
मी तुमच्या सर्वांना खूप कृतज्ञता व्यक्त करतो.
In today's verse, we are directly and personally given entrance into one of the most intimate conversations in the world's history.
ताच्या या श्लोकातून आपल्याला खूप जे अंतरंग धाम आहे इतिहासामध्ये त्या धामात प्रवेश मिळतो आहे.
श्रीमद् भागवतम इज अ ट्रान्सेंडेंटल लिटरेचर.
श्रीमद् भागवतम एक दिव्य स्तरावरील शास्त्र आहे.
That means the sound vibration is beyond geographical or chronological limitations.
या याच्यातले ज्या ध्वनी आहेत ह्या कुठल्याही जागेची मर्यादा किंवा काळाच्या मर्यादेच्या पलीकडे आहे.
Beyond time and space. When one opens one's heart to hear with faith from proper sources, we actually are present at the moment as it is being spoken.
हे काळ आणि जागेच्या मर्यादेच्या पलीकडे आहे आणि ज्यावेळेस आपण हृदय उघडून ते जेव्हा श्रवण करतो प्रत्यक्ष त्याचा आपण अनुभव करू शकतो.
Much of the experience of hearing from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, these great literatures, is dependent on our state of consciousness.
Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavat, ye sravanacha jo vidhi ahe, jasti jast aplya bhavanevar avlambun ahe.
if we think that this is just a written record of something that took place 5,000 years ago, then there will be great benefit.
फक्त आपल्याला वाटलं की फक्त काही जे 5,000 वर्षापूर्वी लिहून ठेवलेलं काही साहित्य आहे तर काही फायदा त्यातून नक्कीच होईल.
But we really haven't grasped the truth of the experience.
परंतु त्या दिव्य सत्याचा नक्कीच आपल्याला तेवढा लाभ होणार नाही.
The truth is because janma karma cha me divyam, Krishna tells that my birth, my activities, and my relations with my devotees are transcendental to time and space.
Krishna santa ki mada janma karma karya ani sarva majya bhaktanmadil je sambandh ahe ek kaal ani velacha maradacha palikade ahe.
In truth, when we open our ears and our hearts to hear, we are personally present, intimately, uniquely with the particular pastime that's being enacted.
Satya satya jar apan baghitle to jar apan hriday ugdun jar he shravan kela kana dware ani hriday jar open ugadla tar tya je pratyaksh je lila ahe tyacha madhe apan samil hoto ahot.
Through sound vibration we are there.
त्या दिव्य ध्वनी बरोबर आपण बरोबर आहोत.
हे भागवतम इटसेल्फ गिव्स सो मेनी इंस्टन्सेस.
श्रीमद् भागवत याच्यात कितरी अनेक उदाहरणं देत आहेत.
द वाइव्स ऑफ द यज्ञिक ब्राह्मण्स नेवर सॉ कृष्णा.
यज्ञिक जे ब्राह्मण आहेत पत्नी आहेत त्यांनी कृष्णाने कधी बघितलं नव्हतं.
बट जस्ट बाय हिअरिंग अबाउट कृष्णा फ्रॉम द गोपीज हू वुड सेल वेजिटेबल्स टू देम एट द मार्केट.
त्यांनी फक्त ज्या भाजी विकण्यासाठी स्त्रिया गोपी यायच्या त्यांच्याकडून फक्त कृष्णाबद्दल ऐकलं होतं.
जस्ट हिअरिंग अबाउट हिज पास्ट टाइम्स हिज ब्युटिफुल फॉर्म हिज इंटर रिलेशन्स विथ हिज डिवोटीज दे एक्सपीरियन्स कृष्ण डायरेक्टली.
त्यांनी फक्त भगवंताच्या सौंदर्याबद्दल त्यांचे भक्तांबरोबर ज्या लीला आहेत त्याच्याबद्दल जे ऐकलेलं होतं त्याच्यानं त्याच्याद्वारेच त्यांच्या हृदयामध्ये भगवंताबद्दल तो एक संबंध निर्माण झाला होता.
दे फुली embraced Krishna in the core of their hearts and surrendered everything to Krishna.
ते आपल्या हृदयामध्ये श्री कृष्णाला आलिंगन देत होते आणि आपलं पूर्ण जीवन त्यांच्यासाठी समर्पित करत होते.
And Krishna was directly reciprocating with them within.
कृष्ण हृदयामध्ये त्यांच्या प्रेमाचा प्रतिसाद देत होते.
Similarly, a little later, Rukmini never saw Krishna. She was living long distance from Vrindavan or Mathura or Dwarka.
तसं त्या काही काळानंतर रुक्मिणी हिने सुद्धा कधी कृष्णांना बघितलं नव्हतं. फक्त ते कृष्णापासून अनेक दूर द्वारका मथुरेपासून लांब लांब राहत होत्या.
But just hearing about him from the great Vaishnavas, she completely surrendered with love. Her love was fully awakened.
Tani fakta anek rushin kadon mahatman kadon bhagavanta badal aiklo hota ani hrudayamade bhagavanta badal prem nirman jhalo.
And both for the yagyik brahmans wives and Rukmini Devi, Krishna in due course of time fulfill all of their desires personally.
Yagyik patni tasech Rukmini Devi dogancha ichhanchi bhagavantane कालांतराने पूर्तता केली.
In the first canto there's the story of after Krishna left the world.
पहिल्या स्कंदामध्ये भगवंत हे भौतिक धाम सोडून जात आहेत त्याचं वर्णन आहे.
Arjuna returned from Dwarka to meet his brother Yudhishthira Maharaj Bhima.
अर्जुन द्वारकेहून परत आले युधिष्ठिर महाराजांना भीमाना भेटण्यासाठी.
He was in such deep lamentation.
Ante khup shok madhe hote.
He had lost all the strength that Krishna gave him.
Bhagavanta kadun tyanna ji kai shakti prapt zali hoti ti sarva nashta zali hoti.
Without Krishna, his personal, most intimate, loving best friend, he was in a far worse state he was than in the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
त्यांचे जीवलग मित्र कृष्ण हे निघून गेल्यामुळे भगवद्गीतेच्या पहिल्या अध्यायामध्ये त्यांचं जे वर्णन आहे त्याच्यापेक्षा जास्त शोक आणि दुःखामध्ये होते.
भगवद्गीता खरपान्य दोसौ पहता स्वभाव अर्जुन he was in such a bewildered and distressed state, not knowing what to do, what not to do.
पहिल्या अध्यायामध्ये भगवद्गीतेच्या कृष्ण खूपच व्यथित आहेत आणि नक्की कुठला निर्णय घ्यावा त्यांना कळत नाही, गोंधळलेल्या स्थितीमध्ये आहेत.
He could not hold his Gandiva bow. He was pale white. He was pouring tears from his eyes in distress.
And tyancha sharir purna pandra padlela ahe ani gandiva dhanush tumcha hatatun gurun padlela ahe.
Then he opened his heart to hear Bhagavad Gita from Krishna.
Ani mag tyanni apla hriday Sri Krishna gun Gita aiknyasathi ughadlela ahe.
And just by hearing from Krishna he was totally filled with ecstatic love and ready to fight the battle.
आणि भगवान तुम्ही गीता ऐकल्यानंतर ते खूप उत्साही झाले आणि युद्ध करण्यासाठी तयार झाले.
Now Krishna has left the world and Arjuna in this life is never going to see him again.
आता कृष्ण ह्या जगातून निघून गेले आहेत आणि परत त्यांना ते बघू शकणार नाही कृष्णा अर्जुन.
He was in a worse state.
आणि खूपच कठीण अवस्थेमध्ये होते.
And he was expressing everything to Yudhishthira Maharaj.
आणि ते युधिष्ठिर महाराजांना सर्व वर्णन करून सांगत होते.
And in the course of talking with Yudhishthira Maharaj, he remembered Krishna's form and Krishna's smiles and Krishna's friendship.
Yudhishthira Maharajanse Krishnanse varnan karat astane Krishnacha saundarya Krishnanse smithasya Krishnanse tyanche je sambandh hote yacha sarva te varnan karu lagle.
And he remembered how years before Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to him.
Antaro tyanna he smaran jhala Krishnane tyanna kashi Gita sangitli hoti.
And just by that remembrance he was transformed and he told Yudhishthira Maharaj, I am feeling all the power and strength of Krishna's association again just by remembering what he spoke.
Prabhu Krishnanta smaran karun Yudhishthira Maharaj sangu lagle mala parat ti shakti milala sarki vadte ahe parat majya madhe to utsah jagrut zalela ahe.
One of my god brothers Hayagriva Prabhu, who is one of Srila Prabhupada's very very first disciples,
महाराज गुरुभाव
हे गुरु प्रभू जे प्रभुपादांचे सर्वात पहिले शिष्य होते. He and a few others went with Srila Prabhupada to a retreat center in New York called Anand Ashram in 1966.
ते 1966 साली आनंद आश्रम येथे न्यूयॉर्कमध्ये प्रभुपादांबरोबर गेले होते.
And he slept outside under the stars.
ते तारांच्या खाली आकाशाखाली झोपले होते.
The next morning he came to Srila Prabhupada and explained to him the incredible dream he had.
Ani te prabhupadana dusare sakali yam sangu lagle ki mala khup vishesh swapna padla adbhut swapna padla.
He saw Krishna on chariot speaking Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna.
Ani te te swapna de bagitla ki Krishna Arjuna la Bhagavad Gita sangat rathava.
And then the dream changed.
आणि हे स्वप्न बदललं.
Where Krishna was sitting was Prabhupada and where Arjuna was sitting was Hayagriva Prabhu.
आणि जिथे कृष्ण होते तिथे प्रभुपाद होते आणि जिथे अर्जुन होते तिथे हयग्रीव बसले होते स्वप्नात.
Srila Prabhupada was explaining Bhagavad Gita to Hayagriva Prabhu.
प्रभुपाद हयग्रीव प्रभुना गीता सांगताय.
And he said, Prabhupada, in my dream I felt that it was the same hearing Bhagavad Gita Krishna to Arjuna was the same as hearing me from you or you me. Yes. And Prabhupada said, yes, you have understood correctly.
Bhagavan manale ki tasa Krishna ko Arjuna ki tasa samjhun ghetle tasa tumcha avadun mi gita samjhun gheto to sarka anubhav hota. Prabhupada manale ha barobar aite pray.
Srila Prabhupada never claimed to be Krishna. He was servant of the servant of Krishna. But when we hear the Gita or these scriptures in Parampara, it is the true living presence of that knowledge and the pastime of that knowledge.
Prabhupada kadhi swatala Krishna manun ghetla nahi. Te nehmich Krishna da sevaka da sevak manun sangat hote. Pan jeva paramparetun apan te sravan karto त्याचा तो अनुभव जो आहे भगवंत म्हणून श्रवण करण्याचा तो तोच आहे.
वी आर सिटिंग ऑन द बँक ऑफ द रिव्हर गंगा ऍट शुकताल राईट बिसाइड परीक्षित महाराज हिअरिंग फ्रॉम शुकदेव गोस्वामी ऍट दिस मोमेंट.
आता ह्या क्षणी आपण जसे परीक्षित महाराज शुकदेव गोस्वामीकडून श्रवण करत होते तोच अनुभव जो आहे आपल्याला इथे बसून या क्षणी मिळत आहे.
And Shukadev Goswami is taking us on another pilgrimage through sound.
Shukadev Goswami आपल्याला ध्वनीद्वारे वेगळ्या जगात घेऊन जातो.
We are sitting on bank of river along with Uddhava and Vidura.
आता शिवदेव गोस्वामी आपल्याला विदुर आणि उद्धव यांच्या बरोबर घेऊन जात आहेत.
Uddhava was the closest, most intimate, loving associate of Krishna in Dwarka.
उद्धवे भगवान श्री कृष्णाचे खूप निजी सेवक आणि त्यांचे मित्र होते द्वारकेमध्ये.
Vidura was one of the most intimate, personal, loving friends of Krishna in Hastinapur.
विदुर हे भगवान श्री कृष्णांचे खूप निजी आणि खूप जवळचे मित्र होते हस्तिनापूरमध्ये.
Vidura is Krishna's loving uncle and Uddhava is his cousin. Brother.
विदुर हे भगवान श्री कृष्णांचे काका आहेत आणि उद्धव हे त्यांचे भाऊ आहेत.
Due to the traumatic crisis that Vidura had to endure, being rejected, blasphemed and exiled from his home, his family, by Duryodhana, he went on a pilgrimage.
विदुरांच्या जीवनामध्ये असे खूपच विचित्र आणि भयानक प्रसंग घडले आणि त्यांचे जे घरचे व्यक्ती आहेत, दुर्योधन आहेत, त्यांनी त्यांना घरातून हाकलून दिलेलं आहे.
He was completely aloof from all of the dealings of the Kurus.
जे काही कुरु घराण्यामध्ये चाललं होतं त्याच्यापासून विदुर आता पूर्णपणे अलिप्त होते.
And Uddhava, he is meeting Vidura and telling him the latest news.
विदुरांना भेटतायत आणि सध्या काय घडलेलं आहे ते त्यांना वर्णन करतायत.
He was with personally with Krishna and Krishna told him you should go to Bhadrikashram and I'm going back home to my eternal world in Goloka Vrindavan.
Krishna उद्धवला सांगताय की तुम्ही आता बद्रीनाथ कडे जा आणि मी माझ्या जे शाश्वत धाम आहे तिकडे जातो आहे परत.
And Uddhava is here remembering Krishna's beautiful pastimes in such deep ecstasies of love and separation, and he's sharing them with someone who could really deeply and fully appreciate them, Vidura.
And Uddhava bhagwan nigun gelanantar tyancha jo divya tyancha jo sangha ahe tyancha je prem ahe tyacha te smaran karta tya viraha madhe ahe ani te bagtat ki vidur he changlya prakare bhagwan tya lilancha
As I was explaining, factually right here now, where we are, Uddhava is speaking to Vidura through the sound vibration of Srimad Bhagavatam. And now Uddhava is transforming and transferring us to Vrindavan.
आणि उद्धव आता आपल्याला त्यांच्या ध्वनीद्वारे आपल्याला वृंदावनकडे घेऊन जात आहेत.
This is such a beautiful thing about hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. We're at Shukatal. And we're sitting next to Parikshit Maharaj and Sukadev. And at the same time, they're taking us to the place where Vidura and Uddhava are speaking. And at the same time, Uddhava is taking us to Krishna's childhood pastimes in Sri Vrindavan Dham.
किती अद्भुत आहे, विशेष आहे की परीक्षित महाराज शिवदेव गोस्वामी कडून ऐकतायत आणि ते उद्धव आणि विदुरांचं वर्णन करतायत आणि ते आपल्याला वृंदावन ते लीलांमध्ये घेऊन जात आहेत.
It is inconceivable.
हे समजण्या पलीकडे आहे.
The only thing conceivable is that it's inconceivable.
ते समजणं एवढं शक्य आहे की हे समजणं शक्य नाहीये.
But if we want the absolute truth, the source of everything that exists, whose body is Satchidananda, eternal, full of knowledge, full of bliss, if we expect Krishna to be conceivable to our tiny little intelligence, then that ignorance is quite inconceivable.
कृष्ण हे सच्चिदानंद आहे, अद्भुत आहे, दिव्य आहेत आणि ते आपल्या तोकड्या बुद्धीद्वारे समजायचं म्हणजे
हे खूपच अकलनीय आहे.
It's like a little teaspoon. A little teaspoon accepts that because I have this much capacity, therefore the ocean has to fit in my little teaspoon, otherwise I don't believe it exists.
जसा की एखादा चमचा असेल छोटा चमचा, तो म्हटला की माझ्या आकारामध्ये पूर्ण समुद्र सामावला पाहिजे, नाही तर मग समुद्रच अस्तित्वात नाहीये.
That's the way most people are. For God has to fit in my little framework and capacity of understanding, otherwise he cannot exist.
अच्छा बघा, बरेच लोक ह्या जगामध्ये असतात की भगवंत जे आहेत माझ्या बुद्धीमध्ये बसले पाहिजे, माझ्या बुद्धीमध्ये समजत नाही तर भगवंतच नाही.
I can't lift a mountain.
मी पर्वत उचलू शकत नाही.
Even the Olympic gold medalist weightlifter can't lift a mountain.
ऑलिम्पिक मधले वेटलिफ्टर ते सुद्धा गो पर्वत उचलू शकत नाही.
So how can Krishna lift a mountain?
कृष्णाने कसं काय गो पर्वत उचलला असेल?
Must be mythology.
हे नक्कीच काहीतरी धोतांड आहे किंवा दंतकथा आहे.
Anything about the ocean that exceeds the limits of the teaspoon must be mythology.
जे काय चमच्याच्या बाहेर समुद्र जात असेल तर म्हणजे नक्कीच ते दंतकथा आहे.
But Krishna is achintya. It's inconceivable.
Krishna achintya hai apne samajhne ke liye.
But according to our capacity he makes himself conceivable.
Par nakit apne ichan bhavne madhe te aplyala samajhasathi yogya bantat.
So Uddhava is expressing his love for Krishna by simply remembering Krishna's beautiful form, his loving exchanges with the devotees and his pastimes in Vrindavan.
उद्धव हे भगवानच्या सुंदर स्वरूपाचं त्यांच्या लीलांचं वर्णन करत आहेत.
He's telling in this verse today that he lived in Vrindavan for just about 11 years.
इथे या श्लोकात वर्णन करत आहे कृष्ण फक्त 11 वर्ष वृंदावनमध्ये राहिले.
But at the same time he lives in Vrindavan eternally.
त्याबरोबर कृष्ण शाश्वत काळासाठी वृंदावनमध्येच असतात.
Does that make sense to you?
समजतंय सर्वांना?
Of course it does.
Correct.
He manifested his pastimes in his prakata lila. That means his manifested pastimes. But he's residing there in his aprakata lila forever.
भगवान प्रकट लीलेमध्ये काही 11 वर्ष तिथे वृंदावनमध्ये राहत आहेत, पण त्यांच्या अप्रकट लीलेमध्ये भगवान कायमस्वरूपी तिथेच आहेत.
And when Krishna descends into this world, he comes with the full bhakti, with the full ras of loving exchanges.
जर भगवान ह्या भूतलावर अवतरित होत आहे त्यात आपले जे काही भक्तांबरोबरचे दिव्य संबंध आहेत ते सर्व पूर्ण त्या रूपातच प्रकट होतात.
श्री राधा descended along with him. As Krishna was born in Gokul Mahavan and simultaneously in Mathura, Shri Radha appeared in Ravala, Mukhya Ravali.
Krishna Mathura Gokul madhe prakat jhale, tyabarobar Srimati Radharani suddha Ravalite prakat jhale.
And along with them Shri Dama, Subala, Stoka Krishna, Arjun Gopa, Madhu Mangal. They understand. Lalita, Visakha, Padma, Chandravali, Dungavidya, Induleka, Champaklata, Nanda, Yashoda, Vrishabhanu, Kirtida, Upananda, Abhinanda, Nanda. They all came together. These are the Lord's loving associates from the spiritual world. And Balaram. And Balaram is the very, he expands himself in the spiritual world as the land of Vrindavan.
So in Balaram ji, the dham chrupa made prakat jhale, and itar je sarva bhagwan cha sahkarya suddha prakat jhale.
So the whole Vrindavan of the spiritual world descends along with Krishna. When Krishna told Srimati Radharani that I am going to descend in my original form of Shamsundar to the earth planet, Sri Radha said, I want to come with you. But she said, but I will not be happy without Govardhan and the river Yamuna and the forest of Vrindavan. Krishna said, I already sent Govardhan and Yamuna and forest of Vrindavan to the earth. She was very happy. So Vrindavan is Krishna. Similar to the murti in the temple, the Archa Vigraha, it's not just a representative of Krishna, but Krishna is there to receive our devotion and to bestow His grace.
And in that way,
Vrindavan eternally is Krishna's supreme abode. And the Nitya Leela, the Astakaliya Leela of Krishna is always taking place there for those who have the bhav, the mah, the love by which can perceive it. I will give you a very material example. You have a television. And it's sitting in your house. So that television, if you tune it in to the proper frequency, you can see Sarvabhauma Prabhu speaking on, what's the name of the channel?
Atma
channel. Speaking Krishna Katha.
Yes?
So Vrindavan, Krishna, all His leelas are there. But we have to tune our consciousness in to the bhava through our love, through our devotion, through our faith, in order to actually perceive it. So Srila Prabhupada and our Acharya said we should not see Vrindavan with our eyes. We should see through our ears. When we are in Vrindavan with holy people, then through their explanations and through their bhav, through their love, they reveal to us what is actually here. Somebody is saying, this is where Krishna was dancing with gopis right here. And with our eyes, we see a hog eating stool right there. So there's this apparent difference. So if you're attached to the eyes, you're seeing a hog and thinking, that's different kind of Ras Leela than I. There's thorn bushes growing. We hear through our ears, we see Even if the hog is there, we actually see this is so beautiful. So who is actually seeing? The one who says, it's just a hog eating. I don't know what he's eating, but I don't want to look too closely. That's one person seeing. The other is person seeing the same thing with eyes, but with the eyes that are given from his heart, which is opened up through hearing. He said, this is beautiful. This is Krishna's, the person's weeping and crying. I'm here. After all these years, I made it to the place of the Rasa Lila. One is in the frequency of simply the gross senses, and the other is in the frequency of the divine grace of Krishna. Vrindavan is none different than Krishna. It is Krishna's eternal abode. And even greatest sages, rishis, mahatmas have gone there on pilgrimage for the purpose of offering their love, their devotion, and connecting with Krishna in such a way.
अनेक महान ऋषी साधू वैष्णव हे धामात गेलेले आहेत आणि तिथे भगवंत त्यांचं ते एकरूप होण्याचा प्रयत्न करतात, दर्शन घेण्याचा प्रयत्न करतात.
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita describes when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was living in Puri, when he would remember Vrindavan, his love would awaken many, many times, hundreds of times.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Jagannath Puri madhe hote, tyavelas anek vez te Bhagavan te lilan sarundavan da smaran karte.
And when he was traveling through Jarikanda forest, with the anticipation of arriving in Vrindavan, that love increased hundreds of times. And when he arrived in Vrindavan, in Mathura, Vishram Ghat, that love increased hundreds of times. And when he was actually roaming through the 12 forests of Vrindavan, that love increased unlimitedly. He was seeing through his love. There was just a little pond of water, muddy pond of water in a field. People used to, you know, just let their buffaloes and cows and goats drink the water there and nothing else. Lord Chaitanya saw that and was ecstatic. He was dancing, he was chanting, he was putting the mud that everybody's saying, what is he doing? And he's putting it on tilak, some 12 parts of his body, and he's offering prayers and he's in ecstasy. And he tells, this is Radha Kund and Shama Kund.
डबका होतं ज्याच्यामध्ये फक्त गाई म्हशी पाणी पिण्यासाठी आहे, लोकांना छोटंसं काहीतरी डबका आहे. जेव्हा चैतन्य महाप्रभू आले ते दिव्य आनंदामध्ये भारावून गेले आणि तिथे ते कीर्तन करू लागले, नृत्य करू लागले आणि तिथे जे माती आहे ते घेऊन आपल्या शेजावर 12 ठिकाणी 13 ठिकाणी ते तिलक लावू लागले, नृत्य करू लागले.
एव्हरीवन एल्स इज सीइंग बट नॉट सीइंग.
बरेच सगळे बघत आहेत पण ते बघत नाही आहेत.
चैतन्य महाप्रभू टॉट अस हाऊ टू ऍक्च्युअली सी.
चैतन्य महाप्रभु शिकवलं नक्की कशा प्रकारे बघायचं.
प्रेमांजन चुरित भक्ती विलोचनेना. कृष्ण सेज यू कॅन सी श्याम सुंदर, यू कॅन सी मी एव्हरीवेअर इफ युअर आयज आर अनॉइंटेड विथ द कॉस्मेटिक ऑफ लव्ह.
आपण श्याम सुंदरांना बघू शकतो जर आपले डोळे हे प्रेमाने भरलेले असतील तर.
Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, when they were living in separation from Krishna in Ramkeli, very unlikely place. Ramkeli was the residence of the Nawab Hussein Shah, who was a tyrant, dictator, cruel person. And they were living with him. But in their love, they created a Vrindavan in Ramkeli. A Kadamba Kanana, a Kadamba forest where they planted Kadamba trees, and they created a Madan Mohan temple, and they created Shama Kund and Radha Kund and a Govardhan. That was actually Vrindavan. Because their spirit of their love and their devotion actually awakened Vrindavan to manifest there. And Shamananda Pandit, he lived in Vrindavan with Jiva Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, along with Narottam Das Thakur and Srinivas Acharya. But he was sent to Orissa to spread this message of Sri Chaitanya. And in Orissa near Remuna, he created a Vrindavan forest with the holy places of Vrindavan. And Srila Prabhupada, he established a new Vrindavan. And he said, if you establish these seven temples and these other holy places, and you're in the spirit of the seva of Vrindavan, unconditional, unmotivated devotion, it will be non-different than Vrindavan. Now that does not minimize the supreme importance of the true original Vrindavan. Some people may say, well, if you just have Vrindavans all over the place, then what's so special about this Vrindavan? But it's the opposite. If we could make these Vrindavans in other places that are non-different than the original Vrindavan, that just increases our appreciation of the original Vrindavan. That original Vrindavan, like Krishna, can manifest himself in so many little places, even places like Ramkeli or even Maharashtra.
त्याच्यातून लोकांच्या मनामध्ये हृदयामध्ये वृंदावनाबद्दल आणि जास्त आकर्षण निर्माण होईल मग ते कुठेही वृंदावन असेल किंवा महाराष्ट्रामध्ये असेल.
When we taste the sweetness of being in a place that's non-different than Vrindavan, it increases our desire to go to Vrindavan.
जेव्हा आपण जे वृंदावन नवीन निर्माण केलं वृंदावन हे अभिन्न आहे वृंदावनापासून पण जेव्हा त्याच्याबद्दल ऐकतो तर मूळ वृंदावनकडे जाण्याबद्दल आणि आकर्षण निर्माण होतं.
And at the same time, when we go to the original Vrindavan and we experience the bhakti, the bhav, the prem, the mercy that is there, then it increases our desire also to see those places that are not different than Vrindavan. So on the inspiration and the directive of Srila Prabhupada and our previous acharyas, the Govardhan Eco Village is being created.
पूर्व आचार्य शिल प्रभुपाद यांच्या प्रेरणेतून त्यांच्या मार्गदर्शनातून आपण इथे सुद्धा गोवर्धन कॉलेज निर्माण केला आहे.
Even Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, our Param Guru, he created a Vrindavan in Mayapur with Govardhan and Radha Kund and Shama Kund and so many wonderful places.
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, tenne sudha Mayapur madhe Govardhan, Radha Kund, Shama Kund yancha samaye Vrindavan nirman kele.
It is not just a place where we can easily get away from the passions and the avidyas of the world around us and come on an accessible, easy pilgrimage. It's a place where we can deeply, profoundly meditate upon Krishna's leelas in Vrindavan.
याच्यासाठी एक सखोल स्तरावर आपण भगवंताच्या या दिव्य लीलांचं चिंतन करू शकतो.
थ्रू हरी कथा, हरी कीर्तन, थ्रू आवर वंदना, आवर प्रेयर्स,
आपले प्रार्थना, भजन, कीर्तनाद्वारे,
देन ऍक्च्युअली वी आर देअर.
आणि खरं अर्थाने आपण तिथे नक्कीच अनुभव घेऊ शकतो.
श्रील प्रभुपाद रोट सेव्हरल टाइम्स दॅट एनी हाऊस, even if it's in Mumbai or Belgaum or Latur,
probably sangle ki kuthe ekada ghar asel mag te Mumbai, Latur kiwa kuthe asel,
or London or Chicago or New York or Moscow, any place, if the householders are worshiping sincerely Radha Krishna in their home, then their home becomes Vaikuntha.
कुठेही घर असे ना, पण त्या घरामध्ये जर भगवंताची सुंदर त्या विवाहांची पूजा होत असेल, सेवा होत असेल, ते वैकुंठ आहे, घर नाही.
भक्ती विनोद ठाकूर when he was living in Kolkata, Kolkata is very difficult place, when he would come home to see his home, he said, I see my home is Goloka Vrindavan.
भक्ती विनोद ठाकूर कलकत्त्यामध्ये राहत असत. कलकत्ता खूप कठीण ठिकाण आहे, पण ते जेव्हा घरी यायचे ते म्हणायचे की हे गोलोक धाम आहे.
Because it actually is Goloka Vrindavan, because the whole family is loved to united in serving Shri Shri Radha Madhava.
ते गोलोक धाम आहे कारण की तिथे सर्व कुटुंब एकत्र येऊन श्री श्री राधा माधवची सेवा करत आहे.
This is divine transformation through consciousness.
हे खरं स्थलांतर आहे, हे आपल्या जीवनामध्ये बदल आहे.
So we are trying to create that atmosphere of Vrindavan. The udipana, the alambana, the stimulus is to help us to really connect with Krishna and awaken our devotion to Krishna. But most important is how the devotees are living and interacting with each other, with Krishna in the center, is what truly attracts Krishna to manifest.
सगळ्यात महत्त्वाची गोष्ट म्हणजे भक्त एकत्र राहून एकमेकांशी कसा व्यवहार करतायत आणि कशा प्रकारे कृष्ण केंद्रस्थानी ठेवून ते एकमेकांच्या जवळ येत आहेत, ते सर्वात महत्त्वाचं आहे.
If devotees in the original Vrindavan, if people are speaking with greed and arrogance and lust and dealing with each other in that way, then even though we are in Vrindavan, our consciousness is going to be somewhere very different. But if we're in Wada district of Maharashtra, and we're truly serving with unconditional devotion, with Radha Vrindavan Bihari in the heart of our lives, and for their pleasure and the pleasure of their representatives, we are cooperating. We are servant of the servant of the servant. Then, in fact, in actuality, our consciousness will be in Vrindavan.
एका भौतिक ठिकाणावर जर असलो परंतु जर राधा वृंदावन विहारींच्या जे प्रतिनिधी आहेत राधा वृंदावन विहारे त्यांच्या सेवेमध्ये राहिलो या सर्व भौतिक द्वंद्व बाजूला ठेवून नक्कीच ते मूळ भावनेत आपण राहिल्यासारखं आहे.
And when we go to the original Vrindavan, if our consciousness is in that spirit with each other, then we will really be able to experience Vrindavan.
Asha prakar mon rudana tapan jaun asha prakar cha ya dondatun bahirun apan ya asha bhavanat rahilo asel nakki tya mul rudana cha anubhav karu shakto.
So it is our great hope that through all of your efforts here at Govardhan Eco Village, we can, in Prabhupada's divine grace, in the divine grace of all of these previous acharyas we were speaking, we actually, through our devotion, through trying to really be instruments of their compassion, Krishna will manifest himself in such a way, not only to transform our lives, but to transform the lives of people from all around India and all around the world, to give them that experience.
अशा प्रकारे आपण आशा करतो की या ठिकाणी राहून सर्व आपल्या ज्या कष्टाने प्रयत्नाने आपण पूर्व आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपादांचे एक निमित्त मात्र सेवक बनून असं वृंदावन जर निर्माण केलं तर फक्त आपल्या जीवनामध्ये बदल होणार नाही तर भारतातील जगातील अनेक लोक एकत्र येऊन इथे त्यांच्या जीवनामध्ये असे बदल घडून येतील.
We will have Yamuna River. So devotees, so much, how are we going? We have to have pumps to make the water and so many things and expenses and a lot of, you know, the pipes and the works and the many things that you don't think, when you read Srimad Bhagavatam, you don't read about pipes and pumps. And budgets, you don't think? Some people don't like me because I don't think about those things. So how is this Yamuna? How is this not different than what we're reading in Srimad Bhagavatam? But actually, all of these different types of austerities and challenges are only being given by Srimati Radharani and Vrindavan Bihari because those challenges help us to really surrender to Krishna within our hearts and really surrender within our works and surrender within our lives so that we could act. And through that surrender, Yamuna Devi comes.
आपली शरणागती वाढवण्यासाठी पाठवत आहे आणि जर आपण त्या शरणागती वाढवून आपण त्या शरण गेलो तर नक्कीच यमुना प्रकट होईल.
यमुना डझंट कम थ्रू द पाईप्स अँड द पंप्स अँड द लाईन अँड द लाइनिंग्स अँड ऑल दीज थिंग्स.
पाईप्स किंवा मोटर्स किंवा लाईट मधून येत नाही.
बट दोज आर ऑल वंडरफुल फॅसिलिटीज बाय विच बाय create by interacting with Krishna through these challenges, Yamuna will definitely come. And the process of bringing Yamuna here, Yamuna is here through that process too, through the surrender. When you read Srimad Bhagavatam, we're reading about the sounds of kokilas, cuckoo birds, and peacocks calling, and calves going. We don't read about these machines going and these drills that we're hearing during class. So we're hoping that those sounds go away as soon as possible. But actually those sounds are the expression of our surrender to actually, you know, manifest Vrindavan into this world. So they're beautiful. Srila Prabhupada, when they were building Krishna Balaram temple and there was like and all these construction noises. They said, Prabhupada, we don't like these noises to disturb you. He said, no, I am hearing it as kirtan. So ultimately we want this to be a very natural, eco-friendly place and everything where people could actually come and experience Krishna. And the more we work, we serve together to share Krishna with others, the more Krishna will reveal himself to us personally. Today, Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Bihari, it is their celebration of their appearance here at the Govardhan Eco Village. Vrindavan Bihari is Krishna, who is the enjoyer of beautiful loving exchanges and pastimes in Vrindavan. And while we are here, we are actually all residents of Vrindavan. If we are truly living in the spirit of giving pleasure to Sri Sri Radharani and her consort Vrindavan
Bihari.
And their appearance here is the very heart, the very center of this community.
You
see, if we just want to enjoy ourselves, we can't really enjoy. But if we really want some Siddhir Haritoshanam to give pleasure to Krishna, then that is the enjoyment of the very soul of the heart. Just like one day Krishna was with the gopas, along with cows, calves, and they came to a little lake near the Yamuna, and all the cowherd boys, as well as the calves, they all drank water.
Pani pila.
And suddenly they all died.
आणि सर्व ते मृत झाले.
The water was filled with a very powerful poison.
सर्व पाणी जे विषाने भरलेलं होतं.
Krishna, just by his glance, he brought them all back to life.
Krishna fakta aapla drushtikshepane tyana sarvana parat jivant kela.
In the same way, our spiritual consciousness is practically dead because we have been so much poisoned by all the arrogance and all the propaganda of materialistic consciousness around us.
So adhyatmik stavar apan sarva mrut ahot karan ki sarva anek janma pasun या भौतिक भावनांनी सर्व भरलेला आहे हृदय.
through his devotees, through his holy name, Krishna's glancing upon us to awaken our natural spiritual lives again.
भगवंतांच्या भक्तांद्वारे त्यांच्या कृपेद्वारे हे परत आपल्यामध्ये जीवनपणा निर्माण करत आहे.
Krishna understood Kaliya was living within that lake. Under the water.
Krishna samajh laki kalya kya dhava madhe khali rahat hai.
Now this water was so poisonous. It was so poisonous that just the fumes that were coming from the surface of the water when they went in the air, any bird that flew by would immediately die and drop.
Dhavacha pani itka vishari jhala hota ki tyacha ganane je vaap ahe ते जरी आकाशात गेलं त्याच्यावरून जर एखादा पक्षी उडाला मृत होऊन खाली कोसळत असेल.
And every tree and every plant in the area was dead because of the fumes except one.
त्या भागात थोडी काही वृक्ष गेली होते सर्व काही मृत झाले होते फक्त एक वृक्ष राहिला होता.
Garuda had put nectar.
त्या झाडावर गरुडाने अमृत ठेवलं होतं.
Krishna climbed that tree.
कृष्ण त्या झाडावर चढले.
And then from the branch of that kadamba tree he jumped in the water.
The kadambacha phande varun tyane khali udi marle.
He started swimming around and splashing.
And the phool lagle ani zorat pani hatane pani aptu lagle.
Not like a heroic warrior but like a playful little boy.
Eka mota hero sarkha nahi prathek lahan mulga jo khelto tya prakarte panyat khelu lagle.
And he did it in such a way just to disturb Kaliya.
Tyacha sarach karat ki Kaliya tyamule विचलित होईल.
Kaliya was really insulted.
त्याला खूप अपमानकारक वाटलं.
Who is this little boy swimming around? I have already made this such a powerful place nobody could come.
हा लहान मुलगा कोणी इथे खेळतो आहे पोहतो आहे मी तर इथे कोणी येणार नाही असं ठिकाण बनवलं होतं.
Like Srila Prabhupada said, sometimes even though if the whole world belongs to Krishna,
सर्व जग भगवंताच आहे.
But every nation divides their this is mine.
तरी सर्व देश आपापल्या बॉर्डर बनवतात आणि ते माझं आहे.
And they have their immigrations. You have to have visa. You cannot come here unless you have my permission.
तुम्हाला दुसऱ्या देशात जाण्यासाठी परवानगी आणि सर्व घ्यावं लागतं.
It's like some rich people, they have dogs, and if you come near their property, the dogs go.
Srimanta lokancha daravar to gate var kutra asto ani mag to tumhi gela ki to bhukayla lagto.
So Kaliya was really angry because he considered this pond to be his, and he poisoned it in such a way that nobody could survive except him and his own people.
Kaliya ne itka kaiti vish nirman kelo te kuni te yeu shakat navta.
Krishna jumped in and was swimming and smiling. And Kaliya came up. He emerged from the water with many heads. A snake.
Krishna pravesh kele ani Kaliya tithe anek phanane Krishna nu akraman karla.
And he looked at Krishna with such wrath in his eyes.
Krishna ne khup krodhi bhavane to bagat hota.
Krishna just was playing like he didn't even do practically neglected, like who do I, what do I care about you?
Krishna bagitla sudha nahi tyacha durlaksha kela tyacha naganya ahe.
Kaliya with his primary hood and head, he plunged at Krishna and bit Krishna with his fangs, and those fangs were filled with such poison they could kill millions of grown men.
Tyacha mukhya phanane tyane bhagavantavachal keli ani अनेक मोठे लोक सुद्धा त्याच्याद्वारे मृत होऊ शकतात अशा प्रकारे वार केला भगवंतावर.
And this little cowherd boy, he just took his little soft lotus-like fingers and pushed Kali's head down.
Gopal chota jatane aple ghotane Kali'cha to hul khali dabne.
Kali got really angry.
Kali khub krodhit jhala.
And then he wrapped his coil around Krishna's body.
Ani tya Kali'ane aple sheptine Krishna'na vitorla dakla.
And Krishna appeared to be completely helpless.
Krishna ase ka prakar jhale ki je asahi ahe.
And when the gopas and the calves and the cows saw Krishna and Kali, he was just such a tender little child, and he's in the coils of this enormous venomous snake with many heads.
Gopani vasran jaun baghitla ki atya bhayanak vishari asa kalyacha te shiptiche vitora madhe Krishna adakilla ahe.
Krishna just was not moving at all. He was
Krishna nimchin padlele ahe.
And inauspicious omens came into the sky, and the news came to Yashoda Mai and Nanda Maharaj, and they ran from their home to be there. And when they saw Krishna in the coils of Kaliya, all of the elder cowherd men and gopis were weeping and crying, and Yashoda Mai just, I will go in and fight with Kaliya.
आकाशामध्ये जमिनीवर असे अनेक अशुभ घटना घडू लागले, चिन्ह दिसू लागले. नंदबाबा यशोदा त्यांना जेव्हा कळालं तर सगळे गोप तिथे त्या दिशेने एकमेक दिशेने पळाले, आणि जे मोठे गोप आहेत ते मी काल्याचा तिथे धुवामध्ये उडी मारतो.
She was about to jump in the water. And the gopis, they stopped her. And when she couldn't do anything about it, she fainted.
ते दोहात उडी मारण्यासाठी निघाले. सर्व गोपीने त्यांना अडवलं, ते उडी मारू शकत नाही तर त्या बेशुद्ध पडल्या.
In her motherly love, like a cow that just loses her calf.
सगळ्या आईचं प्रेम असतं जसं एखाद्या गाईचं वासरू नाहीस होत.
Very interesting. The greatest saints throughout history have spoken in Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the intensity and the love between a cow and her calf.
अनेक संतांनी गाईस आणि ते वासाचं काय प्रेम असतं ते शास्त्रात वर्णन केलेलं आहे.
And Nanda Maharaj wanted to jump in, and all the cowherd boy men wanted to jump in to fight Kaliya, and Balaram stopped them.
Nanda Maharaj tase itar mote gop tyanahi tithe udya marayche hote paanyamadhe, pan Balaram tine tya sarvana adavla.
Balaram said, Krishna, I in my form of ananta shesha, you never play with me like this.
Balaram mi maja ananta shesha rupamadhe Krishna mayache kadhi ase khelat nahi.
Why, well, now you're playing with this insignificant little water snake. So Krishna was in that situation for about an hour, and everybody was just crying and crying, seeing Krishna in that state. Why did he do it? Same reason we have our budgets and all of these things. Budgets, we don't have the funds to do what we want. Because to increase our desire to serve and to please and to love Krishna. Challenges are there to increase our bhakti if we are Krishna conscious. So when Krishna saw that the gopas and the gopis were so intensely feeling separation from Krishna while he was right before them, because at any moment he could die. They were so much afraid, even though they knew he was God. Their love for him was so intimate that they completely... the concept of Krishna's supremacy was totally in the background and invisible to them, because their love as his parent, as his friend, as his lovers were so deep.
सर्व जे किनाऱ्यावर आहे त्यांचं प्रेम इतकं तीव्र आहे, जरी त्यांना माहिती कृष्ण भगवान आहे, पण त्याच्यावर पूर्ण हा पडदा घातलेला आहे, आणि आपले आपला बालक आहे आपला संबंधी आहे त्या आवेशामध्ये खूप दुःखी कष्टी आहे.
So first Krishna really increased the ecstasy and the intimacy of the love through the challenge of the apparent suffering they were going through.
त्यांच्या जीवनामध्ये भयानक दुःख निर्माण झालेलं आहे, भगवंतापर्यंत तो विरह निर्माण झालेला आहे.
And then he slipped out of the coils.
आणि अचानक कृष्ण त्या विटोळ्यातून बाहेर पडतो.
Kali was so angry and Krishna took one of his heads and just pushed it down and jumped on top.
आणि कृष्ण फटकन त्यांच्या विटोळ्यातून बाहेर पडले आणि ते जे काल्याचे जे फण होते त्याच्या पायाठोला खाली टाकले.
And smiling blissfully he began to dance.
स्मित हास्य करत ते गाण्याच्या फणावर नृत्य करू लागले.
कृष्णस वृंदावन नाथाबारा, he's the great dancer of Vrindavan.
कृष्ण वृंदावन नटवर आहेत, सुंदर नृत्य करतात.
कृष्ण he's rasabihari, he really knows how to do everything for his devotees' hearts.
कृष्ण हे राजविहारी आहेत, त्यांना आपल्या भक्तांना आनंद देण्यासाठी माहिती काय करायचं.
We are dancing, but if the floor is very wet, we have to be very careful the way we dance.
आपण नृत्य करत असेल पण ही जमीन जर ओली असेल तर खूप काळजीपूर्वक नृत्य करावं.
What if the floor is wet and it's also curved and it's also constantly moving?
पण हे जर जमीन ही जर खूप चिकट असेल आणि ओली असेल आणि वाकडी असेल गोल
perfectly beautifully dancing on the moving hoods of Kaliya.
हे काल्याचे जे फण आहेत हे हलतायत आणि त्याच्यावर सुंदर नृत्य कृष्ण नृत्य करतात.
And as he's dancing so nicely, the other mouths of the other hoods are attacking Krishna and he's dancing and smiling effortlessly.
आणि कृष्ण जेव्हा नृत्य करतायत दुसरे जे फण आहेत ते त्यांना चावण्याचा प्रयत्न करतात, दंश करण्याचा प्रयत्न करतात, पण कृष्ण त्याच्या लक्ष न देता नृत्य करतायत.
And because Krishna was so happy dancing on Kali, everyone was watching and they practically forgot that Kali even existed. They were just so happy to see Krishna happy dancing on
Krishna ke anand hai prasanna hai devagon te Kali astitvatas nahi asha prakare he sarva bahar ube aslele sudha anand ghetayet.
Ye yathamam prapadyante, as you surrender to Krishna, as you approach, Krishna reveals. The gopis pray that Krishna's your feet are so soft. Radha Yashoda is thinking, if a single little pebble or stone touches Krishna's feet when he's herding cows, it may cause him such pain, because when I even touch his feet, they turn colors. They're so soft, like lotus petals, and even more.
Krishna, ja prakare apan bhagavantala sharan jato te tacha pratisad detat, ani gopi mata yashoda tyanna khup dukha hote ki krishnaje charan kamal kiti mau ahet. Mata yashodana vatte ki thoda sa kai kan jari lagla कृष्णाच्या चरणांचे कलर बदलतात, रंग बदलतात.
To Kaliya, his feet were harder than the types of thunderbolts that break mountains to pieces.
पण कल्यासाठी हे चर भगवंताचे चरण जे मऊ आहेत, पण कल्यासाठी ते वज्राप्रमाणे वज्रघाताप्रमाणे वाटत होते, हे डोंगराले ध्वस्त करू शकते.
Harder than a thunderbolt.
ते वज्रापेक्षाही जास्त कठीण वाटत होते.
What could be harder than a thunderbolt?
वज्रापेक्षा कठीण काय असू शकतं?
These are thunderbolts, the big giant Himalayan mountains made out of solid stone. A thunderbolt goes and the mountain becomes dust.
आणि असा हा वज्रघात झाला, मोठ मोठे हिमालयाचे पर्वत सुद्धा ते ध्वस्त होऊन जातात.
That's the way Kaliya was feeling every step of Krishna's lotus feet.
भगवान प्रत्येक चरण जे आहे पाय जो आहे त्यांचा अशा प्रकारेला भासत होता.
And all of Kaliya's hoods were being danced on one at a time by Krishna and they all were completely devastated.
Mahashapakar Kaliya pratyek phanavar Krishna jitna nritya karat hote purnapane dhvast zale hote.
All the poison was vomited out from his whole system.
Ane to sarva je je vish hota te oku lagla bahar.
And then his blood came out.
Rakt bahar ala.
And then his life started coming out.
Aur te pran sudha bahar ho lagle.
And he was totally humbled.
आणि तो नम्र बनला.
He didn't know what to do.
काय ना काय करून आता.
And then the Nagapatnis, his wives, they came out.
नागपत्नी त्याच्या पत्न्या बाहेर आल्या.
And they offered beautiful prayers of love to Krishna.
ते भगवान कृष्णांच्या प्रति प्रेमाच्या प्रेमाने खूप सुंदर प्रार्थना अर्पण करू लागले.
प्लीज फॉरगिव हिम.
तुला माफ करा.
He's a snake, you know, he has this nature. But now, look, he's very humble. We've never seen him humble like this, but now he's humble because you have the same feet that Lakshmi meditates on and Brahma and Shiva meditate on are dancing on his heads. How fortunate is he?
So, namra banla tela ami asa kadhi namra aayushat baghitlel navta ani je charan kamal Lakshmi त्याच्यासाठी नेहमी सेवेत असते ते चरण कमल त्यांना लाभले काय भाग्य आहे त्याचं.
बिकॉज ऑफ द प्रेयर्स ऑफ दीज व्हेरी डिवोटेड लेडीज कृष्ण शोड मर्सी ऑन हिम.
या नागपत्न्या ज्या त्यांचा भक्त जो भाव होता त्याच्याने भगवान प्रसन्न झाले कालीला सोडले.
एंड कालिया अंडरस्टूड ही इज बीइंग सेव्ड बाय दीज लेडीज. And then Kaliya repeated more or less the same prayers as they did. Because he didn't know what to pray, but he prayed from his heart what he heard from them.
नागपत्नीने ज्या प्रार्थना केल्या त्या काल्याला कळालं की यांच्या प्रार्थनांमुळे मला क्षमा झाली आहे. तर तो काल्या सुद्धा त्यांच्याच प्रार्थना परत बोलू लागला.
And at that moment Krishna gave Kaliya eternal loving service to him.
त्यावेळेस कृष्णाने त्याच्यासाठी खास विशेष सेवा दिली कायमस्वरूपी.
That is Kaliya Ghat.
ते म्हणजे कालिया घाट आहे.
Place of such transformation.
किती त्यांच्या व्यक्तीच्या हृदयामध्ये बदल होतो त्याचं ते स्थान आहे.
By the mercy, when the devotees show mercy upon us, then we can understand also Krishna's mercy upon us.
भक्ताने जर आपल्या प्रति कृपा आशीर्वाद दाखवले तर आपणही भगवंताच्या कृपेचा अनुभव घेऊ शकतो.
These are some of the beautiful pastimes that Uddhava and Vidura are discussing with each other.
Sundar je prasang hai tila hai Uddhava ni Vidura ji charcha karte hai.
And we are all sitting right with them listening.
Apan hi tyancha baroj basun hai sarva shravan karta ho.
And that is what Govardhan Eco Village is to us and to the world. Srila Prabhupada's divine grace to give us entrance into the eternal loving pastimes of the Lord.
Srila Prabhupada-dware he Bhagavanta divya shashwat dhamade pravesh karnacha sthan.
Very, very grateful Sanat Kumar Prabhu who has Sri Nandanandan Prabhu manifesting this beautiful pastimes through agriculture, through cow protection, and Gauranga Prabhu and his whole team with so many people. I can't, if I say one, I won't say others, so I won't say any, but each and every one of you who are creating beautiful residences and beautiful places for people to experience
श्रीमान गौरांग प्रभु यांनी सुद्धा आपली जी टीम आहे ती सुंदर मोठी टीम आहे. ते कष्ट घेत आहेत. एकाचं नाव सांगितलं तर कदाचित पूर्ण होणार नाही. मी कोणाचं नाव सांगत नाही पण पूर्ण टीम ही खूप कष्ट घेत आहेत. पूर्ण जगाला हा जो भगवत प्रेमा जो संदेश आहे ते देण्यासाठी खूप अहोरात्र ते मेहनत घेत आहे.
And it is our hope that people will come to become physically, emotionally and spiritually rejuvenated and transformed.
तर अशी आपली आशा आहे की ते शारीरिक स्तरावर मानसिक आणि आध्यात्मिक स्तरावर लोक इथे नक्कीच विशेष अनुभव घेण्यासाठी.
What will transform more than anything is when they come and they experience the love of the community of Vaishnavas.
आणि विशेष करून सगळ्यात त्यांना जास्तीत जास्त आनंद केव्हा मिळेल तेव्हा ते इथे येऊन हा जो संघ आहे कम्युनिटी आहे याच्यामध्ये ते कृष्ण भक्तीचा आनंद घेतील.
I remember Jananivas Prabhu, the head pujari of Sri Mayapur Dham. He once said to me that actually Vrindavan is just family life. Everyone is just one family. And whether we are sannyasis or grihastas or brahmacharis or vanaprastas or whatever else, whether we're doing the farming or we're doing the managing, whatever our role is, Vrindavan will manifest to us and to the world when we do it as a loving family.
कोणी संन्यासी असेल ब्रह्मचारी कोणी गृहस्थ असेल पण हे सर्व जेव्हा आपण एकत्र येऊन कृष्णाला प्रसन्न करण्यासाठी सेवा करू एकत्र राहू त्यावेळेस ते खरं वृंदावन प्रकट होईल.
Where we all have one purpose. We may have different roles and different backgrounds, but we have one purpose. Giving pleasure to Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Bihari.
आपण जरी वेगळ्या स्वरूपात असेल वेगळे कार्य करत असो आपल्या सर्वांचं ध्येय एकच आहे की श्री श्री राधा वृंदावन विहारी यांना प्रसन्न करणं आनंद देणं.
In the spirit of servant of the servant.
दासानुदासाच्या भावनेमध्ये ते कार्य करणं.
And together performing our seva to each other for them.
त्यांच्यासाठी आपण एकमेकांच्या सेवेत राहणं एकमेकांना सहकार्य करणं.
To come together to hear these beautiful narrations.
आणि त्यांना प्रसन्न करण्यासाठी आपण एकत्र येऊन अशा प्रकारे संघात येऊन श्रवण करणं.
कथयंतश्च माम नित्यम. कृष्ण इज व्हेरी प्लीज्ड व्हेन वी कम टुगेदर टू हिअर अबाउट हिम अँड टू चांट हिज होली नेम्स.
जेव्हा आपण असं एकत्र येऊन त्यांच्याबद्दल श्रवण करतो हरिनाम करतो भगवंताला खूप आनंद होतो.
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे We have another resident of Vrindavan here, Nartaki Devi Mataji.
We are
so honored and grateful you are presiding over this occasion.